Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Lisa Marie, here on this wonderful Wednesday. What a blessing it is to be here with you in the beautiful month of May. And I hope that this exhortation, this encouragement finds you well. And I'm excited to be here to share with you May's offering. And if you have not had a chance, feel free to go to RiseOfChrist.org and view it now. It's trending live on RiseOfChrist.org. And I'm really excited about this offering because every year is an opportunity to celebrate Mothers, and I tell you, there's so much I'm going to share with you in this offering this month, and a few days late in my book in getting it started, but I'm here on the sixth day, and I'm excited to be here sharing it with you on wonderful Wednesday. So if you are new to the Stars of Heaven Network 9, I welcome you and thank you so much for joining your hostess of the Stars of Heaven Network 9. And I'm honored that you decided to join me for this month's offering. And I have a lot to get to because one of the things I love about the Holy Spirit is that when He gives me things, He always adds. He always adds. And He's always speaking. He's always edifying His bride, hallelujah, and I love that about Him, and I'm really honored that He chooses to impart with me and share with me and commune with me, to share with you and to exhort you and encourage you in the way of holiness, hallelujah, and I'm going to start by let me go to my Facebook post because the funny thing happened when I tried to upload the episode two, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit distracted right now. I'm on my web page. One of the things that happened is I was trying to load it up so I could go to my Facebook page, post to minister it. It wouldn't post to Facebook. It wouldn't update. But I'm at the May 1st posting where I debuted May's offering. So if you want to go there with me, it basically said the same thing that's on my website. But with a few beautiful gems. And I'm excited to share that with you. But this month, I'm again celebrating all mothers, and I would be remiss if I did not, first and foremost, celebrate my mother this Mother's Day, who has passed on. And this also celebrates my spiritual mom, my spiritual mama, my spiritual mother, our Blessed Queen Mother, Mary. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I really began to embrace and accept Mary years ago, a couple years ago, when I received my conversion to the Catholic faith. And I bless God for that, because prior to reading about Mary, I received her and understood who she was as the mother of Jesus. But to really receive her and embrace who she is, being the mother of the church, being the queen of all saints, the queen of angels, it's just a blessing. It's really been a blessing in my life, and it's really been a blessing in my femininity. It's been a blessing in just my womanhood, period, in me growing as a woman. And I thank God for that apprehension and that embracing of her and getting to know her, because it really has healed a lot of things that were a part of my life that where I was wounded. You know, being able to relate to her as a mother, first and foremost, and as a woman, which is supreme, it's a blessing. And so I just really thank God for this. I really thank God for coming into the fullness of the Godhead bodily, which includes her. And, of course, she has many names, but this month I'm celebrating her as the mystical rose. And she is called the mystical rose because of her her delicacy. It also means hidden. And so I tell you that it's just a wonderful thing to celebrate on this month and celebrate during Mother's Day. And in my celebration of her being the mystical rose, I just wanted to include all mothers, and as well as flowers, because flowers are a beautiful expression of love to our mothers. And flowers are just a beautiful expression of love. So I wanted to make sure this offering included the celebration of flowers as well, which is God's beautiful creation, hallelujah, and which blooms at this time of year. It comes into full bloom in the summer season. So I welcome you, and I just pray the Lord for what he's doing, what Mother Earth is doing in the earth, and being an earth in the constellation of Virgo, meaning earth. I celebrate all things that's earthen. So that's just part of my nature. I love flowers. I love anything that's earthy, and just knowing who I am, my birthright, knowing the will of God for my life, understanding his creation, being God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit, and our Blessed Mother, is just a blessing. And nature celebrates that. Nature celebrates that. Creation celebrates that. And what better time than in this season in the month of May, when the earth and its inhabitants experienced the rebirthing of the creation of God. And this was such a divine offering that he gave me this, because it goes right in line with the prophetic wheel alignment for May, which celebrates flowers as well. So here's to the blossoming and the blooming of everything in your life, the things that you believe in God for, the things you are dreaming for, those things you have petitioned for the Lord. It's the time that those things are now blossoming. And that's in any season, whether it's summer, winter, it's always a time to be renewed and refreshed at the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, our Blessed Mother, who is the Mother of all creation, is known as the Queen of Flowers. As the Queen of Flowers. And I tell you, this offering, as I was preparing it, I really felt a softness. I felt a renewing of my femininity. So God was doing something with his bride and with his daughters at this time. And I really wanted to make sure that I made this broadcast so I could minister to you, because this is a time where God is really purging and delivering his church, his bride, the fivefold ministry. And he's also doing something very special within us. And I'm really receiving it as I minister to this. I was receiving it as he was giving this to me. And I celebrate that in my femininity. Hallelujah, because our Blessed Mother was a woman. And I just bless God for femininity. It's again, not just a gender, as my mantra goes. my femininity is not just a gender. It's an expression that I get to unveil every day, truly, on the axle of love that keeps my universal world spinning. Hallelujah. So, I just thank the Lord for what he's saying and what he's doing with his daughters in this hour and with the bride of Christ. In that delicate, gentle exhortation, that delicate, gentle transformation has taken place. And all I could do is say is that it's like a soft wind, a real soft wind, and that speaks of the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that I so love about this offering is that, again, it reminds me of the original purpose of why God created us as women. Glory be to God. And flowers really reflect that in who we are, who we, what spirit, what essence we should possess as women. Amen. Who are mothers? You know, and people need to remember that. You need to remember that being a mother refers to our women. And what really gives the essence of a mother her expression is the fact that she knows how to be a mother by being a woman. Amen. And that's the thing that we need to really learn to master and allow God to mold us. And we have our Blessed Mother is the perfect example of that. Hallelujah. Spiritually. It's a wonderful thing to receive from my natural mother, which I celebrate a lot of things that I have inherited from my mother. I mean, it's like as Mother's Day comes closer, I'm reflecting upon her, her ways, her mannerisms that I certainly have. Because at the end of the day, when it's all over and done, we become our mothers, right? We become our mother. So I embrace every aspect of who I am that celebrates her legacy, And I sometimes when I'm eating, I notice I'm holding my fork, and you know, she used to hold her fork that way. And so I celebrate mothers with the understanding that they are seen in us, they're reflected in us, and that's a beautiful thing. So if you have a mother that has passed, I hope that this Mother's Day you will see her in a new light, And one of the things that I think about when I think about her is her memorial service and me having the honor to eulogize her. And I think one of the most precious, one of the most honorable things that we can do for our parents and our mother is to remember them for who they were. Amen. And I got my mother. I knew who she was spiritually. I knew who she was. They're not perfect. Mothers are not perfect. You know, they are to us in our eyes. They can't do no wrong. Mothers can do no wrong. Mothers just can't do any wrong because of our love for them. And our love makes them perfect. But that's the thing that I was thinking about, the eulogy and how I got her essence. I got the girl that was in her. You know, I understood her spirit, despite the things that she wrestled with, despite the things that she wrestled with. I got her, and the thing is, she knew that. She knew that I got her. I could see her for who she was, not only being my mother, but being the woman that she was. And that was not just based on accomplishments, because she's was a very accomplished woman. So as I minister this month, she will be in my heart, and I will continue to reflect upon her and all that she was. Amen. And it is my prayer that I would do her proud in her legacy, being her daughter, and dedicating this to her. So the celebration of the mystical rose, again, is for mothers and daughters. And one of the things that I wanted to do in this is share with you the scripture the Lord, the Holy Spirit gave me for this. And the foundational scripture he gave me for the celebration of mothers and flowers was Isaiah 49:22-23, where Isaiah is saying, "Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people." And I love that, because in him proclaiming this and decreeing this and speaking this prophetically, that's the thing that God does in setting us up. And setting us in our place. He said he will, as we behold him, lift up my hand to the Gentiles. So that's saying to a people that was not a people will become a people. And set up my standard to the people. And that's the thing that I love about mothers, is that mothers have a standard. They do. Mothers have a standard. And it's the thing that makes them so beautiful, because, you know, you don't fault your mother for having a standard. You glean from her. You inspire to grow and honor that standard. And so this is what he was speaking to the church. Hallelujah. This is what Isaiah was speaking to the bride. Hallelujah. When he said he would set up, I would set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens, hallelujah, thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth. and licked up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Hallelujah. And I love that so much because this is what he's saying right now. This is the glory of the true church, the glory of the Queen Bride. Hallelujah. Is that when the Lord birthed his church in, when the Lord is doing it, when God does it, amen, it's easy, amen, because it's the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And the blessing of this offering is that not only celebrating mothers and flowers, but celebrating the mother's love. And one of the things that celebrates, well, shall I say, honors a woman, a mother, is that she's a nurturer. She's a nurturer. And so a true mother knows how to nurture, knows how to nurture. And everything that God says and what he does, and what he does in setting up one, putting down another, and setting a standard, it is all for his glory. Amen? And so being a city that's set on the hill, all will come. All will come, as he was saying in Isaiah, the 49th chapter. And this is the Lord giving honor to his bride, giving honor to his daughters, amen, the women that he has chosen, the women that he's favored, such as Blessed Mother, amen. Truly, that is a fulfillment. This was a fulfillment in what's happening now. Mary is a queen of heaven, and we come to her. We come to her church. We are her daughters, amen. And so that same honor that God has bestowed upon Mary and him overshadowing her and him favoring her, it's the same thing he's done for you and I when he called us and told us to be reconciled to him, to be born again, and most certainly anointing us to preach the gospel. So I wanted to read Isaiah, the 49th chapter, 22nd through 23rd verse, because this was just, that was grand. That was just grand. And it was just majestic in him declaring what he was going to do, and how the glory of the Lord is going to be reflected in his church, and by his church, which is his bride. Now, the thing that I love about this offering is not that it just speaks of, you know, flowers and God, of God's creation, but it also speaks to, again, the earth. And it speaks and reflects the perfect, extraordinary essence of mothers. And that, again, speaks of God's creation. And one of the things that I didn't put on my Facebook post, as I was trying to do earlier before I came on air, was the scripture that the Lord gave me and what he added to this offering and what he wanted me to minister this the remaining days of May and honoring mothers is not just her being a nurturer, but her being a builder, knowing how to build. And the Word of God says, a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman puckle it down with her hands. And again, we are wise virgins. We're wise queens. We're not foolish. We're wise. So that's one of the things he said he wanted me to minister on is honoring mothers in their essence. And being a nurturer, which is expressed in her home. It's just expressed by her beauty and strength and how she keeps house. And so this month I'm going to really really dive into and really get into what a woman's role is, amen, according to the Word of God, amen, and how we are glorified being in our roles and how those roles are glorified by God, and it brings order, it brings honor, amen, and most important to remember that those roles and our positions is given to us by God. I mean, we didn't make the phrase mother. God did. We didn't call ourselves woman when we was born. We already had the expression of woman because that's what God called us when he created Eve and Adam. Hallelujah. So I'm really excited to celebrate mothers as nurturers. I'm really excited to get into the Word of God that speaks to how a wise woman who is a queen, who has grown to be the queen by way of discipline and humility, giving glory, honor, praise to God. Amen. And I tell you, being a true mother and being a mother myself, I really take delight in service. Amen. I'm a natural hostess. You know, I love to serve. I love to give. And that's the hallmark of a mother, a true essence of a mother, that she's a giver. And she does it delightfully and willfully because of the talents and the gifts that's been given to her. Amen. One being a good cook. Amen. And knowing how to nurture, knowing how to minister to her children, knowing how to have compassion and mercy. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm going to be in the Word of God doing this offering and ministering on mothers and really celebrate and honor their essence and beauty as homemakers and knowing how to keep house. Amen. And what the Word of God says about that. Also, I'm going to be touching on the book of Ezra because he gave me the book of Ezra this morning. And Ezra was a book, it's a book in the Word of God that spoke of the reign of God and how God was restored the temple and how. In the book of Ezra, we see the reign of a queen. Amen. So I'm going to be touching on Ezra in the coming days as I move forward in this offering. It speaks of rebuilding the temple. And these are the latter rains. We're in the season of the latter rain. And the Word of God says that our latter shall be greater than our former. Jesus said when he was demonstrating the kingdom of heaven, he said, do I not have power to tear down this temple and in 3 days rebuild it? So it's always God's purpose and will to do a quick work. Do a quick work, and he said he'll cut it short in righteousness. So I'm excited to share that as well on how to build, how to rebuild. And looking at Ezra is a good way of doing that. Now, before I close, I want to just share with you a scripture that he gave me, another scripture he gave me, in celebrating the mystical roles, the celebration of mothers and daughters. And it speaks of love. It speaks of love because, again, you can't speak about mothers and creation and God and without love. And the scripture he gave me was Song of Solomon, second chapter, the 9th through 16th verse. And I was really excited in him giving me this because in this psalm, he's speaking to his beloved. And in speaking to his beloved, he's speaking to her from a place where it is hidden. Amen. And from a place where they're beholding the beauty of the Lord. the beauty of creation. And Song of Solomon, the second chapter, is basically an illustration of paradise. Paradise. And so when he gave me this, I really just really warmed my heart to read it and just meditate upon it. Because in the Song of Solomon, again, he's speaking to his beloved. And not only did he extend the invitation for her to rise, but and come away, but he's doing it and giving the invitation, saying, "Lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone." Hallelujah. And so it's really important to understand the season that you're in your life, what season you're in. And that's why it's so important to be on your prophetic world calendar. It's important to have your relationship with God, because if it's your time in your season, you can connect to someone who is not their season, and you can be misaligned. Amen. Or if you're not, your spirit is not in a place where it can receive the sunshine, it can receive that which God has prepared for you, because your spirit is not jubilant, or it's not in a place of consecration, you can miss it. So Song of Solomon, the second chapter, is what he gave me instead of the invitation to you, for you to arise. Amen. The winter has passed. And remember, this is all by faith. A lot of times when God extends the invitation to us, our natural circumstances or situation may be totally opposite of what he's saying. But in this case, and where I'm at in my life, the winter is past. In the natural, in the earth realm, the winter is past. The rain is passing over. It is gone. Because why? We're in the reign of Christ. Amen. I'm in the reign of Christ. He said, those that suffer with me will also reign with me. Hallelujah. So I want you to get that in your spirit and understand that as you worship the Lord in spirit and truth, if you have suffered and gone through and passed your test, it's time to reign. It really is. And so don't let anything or anyone steal the reign of Christ in your life. Let no one steal your crown. Amen. This is a time for the flowers to appear on the earth, as he says. The time of singing of the birds has come. And the verse of the tongue is heard in our land. Hallelujah. And I tell you, and him giving me this, I also felt union of marriages come together. And I was like, Lord, how's that going to be with this world the way it is now, you know, meeting people and dating? How is it going to be? He said, even the more, how he's going to divinely bring marriage together. So I thought that also was a great impartation, him giving me this. This is not just us coming to our garden, the garden and paradise of God, in the secret place. This is really us, him preparing us, our homes. Because this quarantine also is a time for us to get our house in order. It's a time to do the check and balances and to purge away some things to make room for the new. Amen. And that's what I've been doing in my own life. I've been allowing God to bring in the new. I've been releasing the old, that which is, you know, not needed, or time has expired on it. Well, I did that initially when I moved. So that big purge came when I moved. But now that I'm in the place of establishment where I'm at now, he's really just beautifying. Beautifying the meek with salvation. Amen. And he's doing a new thing. So receive that for your homes. Receive that today. Receive that the Lord is doing something new in your homes. Receive that he's going to miraculously, by his spirit, rearrange some things adjust some things, have you move some things around. Amen. It's a time of refreshing. It's a time of refreshing. Now I'm going to quickly read the last few verses of Song of Solomon, the second chapter. He said, the fig tree put it forth her green figs, not brown, but green. That means they were full time for plucking. They were ripe. The fig tree put it forth her green figs, and the vines with tender grapes give a good smell. Oh, glory, give a good smell. So that means when you have come into the fullness of your season, which we're in now, everything should be tender. Amen. Based on the seeds that you've sown in the previous season, it's now time for those things to be plucked. Amen. They should be given up a good smell. Our praise should have a glorious aroma for the Lord. He says, arise, my love, my fair one, and come. Come away. Again, a second invitation. Oh, my dove that are in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's in the cleft of the rock. And who is in the cleft of the rock? Our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother. Hallelujah. And one thing I love about sanctification and about living in the secret place, in the holy place, is that you don't never have to come out. You don't never have to come out. Hallelujah. And when he sets you, he sets you according to how he pleased him. So position and posture is really important. And that's only given to us by God. Amen. He said, I will set him on high that had known my name. Amen. And looked into him from which you are hewn. Amen. He goes on to say, in the secret place of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. Amen. It's time for us to show ourselves. Amen. It's show and tell time. It really is. And he's saying, in the secret place of the stairs, that means the place where how we ascend, which is the stairs, the pathways. He said, let me see thy countenance. Let me see. Come out of the secret place where you've been hiding, where you've been abiding. And let me see how you look. Let me see how you've grown. Amen. Let me hear your voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that's for the vine. So while we're coming and coming out, amen, and we're now going to plow and garden our secret place, till our ground, he's saying, take us the little foxes that's for the vine. So we have to beware of the little foxes, those things that are unaware to us, that's trying to spoil our vine. Amen. And what he said, the little foxes spoil a vine. It's those little things that can catch us up. Okay, he goes on to say in the last verse, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feeds among the lilies. Amen. He feeds among the lilies. And that is the flower that is celebrated in this month. Amen. That is the flower that I celebrate this month. Lilies. Amen. Lilies. Because he is what? The lily of the valley. Amen. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to minister this month. And I hope you will join me. I bless you for being here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9 with your hostess, Lisa Marie. And as always, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. And I will see you soon. Take care.